Let's head overseas now. And the first Guantanamo Bay detainee to be tried in the United States was today cleared of nearly all the charges against him by a New York jury. Ahmed Kaflan Galani faced 285 charges over the 1998 embassy bombings in East Africa that killed more than 200 people. But the jury found him guilty of just one charge, conspiring to destroy US property. North America correspondent Lisa Miller spoke to the executive director of the US Center on Law, Ethics and National Security at Duke University, Professor Scott Silliman, about the case.
I was surprised that he was convicted of only one count of the conspiracy charge that had to do with basically destroying U.S. government property, the buildings in the embassy bombing. It's kind of hard to understand how a jury could conclude that he conspired to bomb the embassy and yet didn't also conspire to kill the victims of the bombing. But juries in your country, in our country, come out with strange results, so we just have to leave it at that. I think many people believe that he would be convicted on more counts, but the fact that he was convicted of at least one count means that the trial, in the eyes of the prosecutor, I think, was a success.
The prosecution, though, struck trouble a couple of weeks ago when they had witnesses knocked out, didn't they?
That's correct. The judge ruled that the government's principal witness could not be allowed to testify because his identity and what he would testify to had been discovered by the government through coercive means, through the use of techniques that would not otherwise be permissible. And so the government had a partial case going into the trial, and many believe that perhaps the jury would either become deadlocked or that he'd be acquitted of all the charges. But that's a risk you take whenever you go into a prosecution of a case like this.
So 285 charges, guilty on only one, but you say that's still a win for the government and the prosecutors?
Well, I think so. Obviously, you could look at it and say he wasn't convicted of at least half the charges. Perhaps the government should not have charged them all, but as we just discussed, it was only a couple of weeks ago that the government lost its major evidence in the case, and at least it went on to trial and got a conviction on one count. So had that witness been able to testify, then perhaps we would have had a more different result. We probably would have had more counts upon which he was convicted. But nonetheless, the government pursued this trial in the federal courts. As your listeners may know, there's a raging debate in this country between the military commission system and trials in the federal courts like Giuliani. And at least this indicates that the federal trial option will work, albeit with some problems.
So this was seen, as you say, a bit of a testing ground for the Obama administration. Barack Obama would like to see detainees tried in civilian courts where possible. Does what has happened here in New York support that move?
Well, it does partially, but I think that the Obama administration has also signaled that it also wants to use the military commission system. We've got the major conspirators in the 9/11 attacks still at Guantanamo Bay, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others, and no decision has been made yet as to whether they'll be prosecuted by military commission or trial in the federal courts. I'm sure the administration was watching this case to see whether, in fact, you could get a conviction, albeit on just one count, which means the federal courts could be used in appropriate cases. But I think President Obama is also saying that there will be appropriate cases to be sent to military commissions as well. So I think we are just seeing the start of the trials of the terrorists. And again, as your listeners know, Giuliani was not charged with anything with regard to the attacks of 9/11. The charges against him related to the bombings of the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya in 1998.
And, of course, the big trial that the question mark hangs over is that of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, as you said, the co-conspirator of the 2001 attacks. What impact do you think this will have on the government's decision about where they try him?
I'm not sure it will have that much of an impact. To compare Giuliani to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they're two totally different types of cases, and the magnitude of what they did is very different. So I would suggest that the Obama administration is still carefully trying to look at both available forms and trying to make a good, well-reasoned decision as far as which form should be used.
That's Professor Scott Silliman, the Executive Director of the US Center on Law, Ethics and National Security at Duke University. He was speaking to Lisa Miller.